Thomas Edison Middle School last fall, Zaria Grizel was getting sick of the class clown. She says he kept slapping her sore arm, so she grabbed a book and threw it at him.
I hit the computer, and the computer failed.
Her bad aim cost her.
The officer came in the classroom, told her to come outside the class, and told her to put her hands behind her back.
Zaria's mom, Lucretia Preston Garrett, got a phone call from the school. She followed the police car to a holding cell at a detention center to find her daughter.
She's just crying. She said, I didn't know what I did. I just know the police come for bad people. But she said, I was in there and they shut the cell and I was in there by myself. She was terrified.
The Dallas ISD police say the arrest was for vandalism of school property. Zaria's first court date with the Dallas County Juvenile Department is next Tuesday.
This candle broke her spirit a little bit. Never been suspended. Don't have absences. Maybe one absence she had. Straight A student. And now, my 12-year-old was arrested. My 12-year-old had her hands put behind her back.
Zaria has been offered deferred prosecution, which means she could have the case dismissed. Dallas school officials declined to comment on this particular case. The head of discipline, C.A. Williams, acknowledged wide differences in how kids are punished at different campuses.
We are aware of the concern, and as a district, we're taking steps to address those concerns. We are not a perfect district. However, we are not walking around with our heads in the sand either.
Dallas schools and schools across Texas have tried to cut back on the number of students who get harshly disciplined, like out-of-school suspensions. Researchers have found that zero tolerance, tough-on-crime punishments don't actually make schools more orderly and have a negative impact on students.
We published our first report on the school-to-prison pipeline in 2007.
Deborah Fowler runs Texas Appleseed, a nonprofit that's trying to keep kids from being treated like criminals in schools. Since that report, there's been more evidence that kids who are suspended or arrested are more likely to be held back a grade, drop out, or end up in the criminal justice system. 2 years ago, the Texas state legislature raised the bar for school police officers. No more tickets for chewing gum or similar disruptions to class, and no more writing tickets without a formal complaint process, Fowler says.
These two bills resulted in a more than 50% decrease in the total number of Class C misdemeanor cases filed against juveniles last year.
Some legislators want the number of kids in juvenile courts even lower. Bills filed in the current session would require more training for police officers on campuses, better record keeping of police arrests at schools, and a limit to the force that police officers can use against children, like tasers and pepper spray. In Dallas, Zaria's mom withdrew her from Thomas Edison. The seventh grader is now living with her cousin in Cedar Hill, outside of the Dallas School District. Her grades have recovered to where they were before she threw that book, and she says she's slowly making new friends. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.